This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Paul's recently, but remember LeBron James was going to be up and led to the decision and everything else. And we've learned so much since then. Basically, don't do that. Among other things. Now, Bryce Harper is the story of baseball, even though he's not a free agent after this year, but it's after the following season. People are still fascinated by this. You get these little nuggets, like Peter Gammon says, I already might want to play in Chicago. That's national news. Bryce Harper tweets, or Instagrams rather, that his little league teammate who was in town, Chris Bryant, they hit 3-4 in the order when they were 11 and 12 years old. Hey, let's hit back-to-back one day with a hashtag. It's national news. Again, oh, what does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? He's in the eye of the storm. Baseball is now focused on the All-Star game, and he's the star among stars. Don't believe me, he got the most votes of anybody. That's not just Nationals fans turning up. That's everybody voting for Bryce Harper. He got the most. He is, if he's not the face of baseball, he's one of the. You can add Aaron Judge after last night to what he did, by the way. Basically, Kershaw, Trout, Harper, there you go. They're your stars, right? So Bryce Harper is going to be a free agent. That is his right. He has earned that. He's going to make a lot of money this year, next year with the Nationals, with Under Armour, whatever else. It's awkward that there's this possible finite ending. Like, it's not going to be our thing in D.C. anymore. Not his fault. Again, just the nature of the sport, nature of the league. So this got me to thinking, the way Durant handled his free agency, the way John Wall is now going through this with the Wizards, where he's got the chance to sign an extension. He hasn't yet. People are fretting. Stars in sports, non-football, and I guess with football, with Cousins, for goodness sakes, he's got a ton of leverage. He can do a lot of different things. Compare Bryce to some of those guys. A guy that I like personally, by the way, all those guys actually, but Bryce especially. When the media eyes up here in D.C. are not constantly prying, Grant and I down at spring training, it's less pressure, just it's more relaxed. Conversations are casual. He says, you know, what's up, Grant? What's up, Danny? In a very casual way. And I know that seems like it's nothing, okay? And it really is insignificant if you're just grading it on a binary scale. But it just shows you that this is just a regular dude, a regular humble guy that happens to be excellent at baseball and has been told he's excellent since he's 11 years old. The fact that he took the time to learn our names, the fact that sort of knows generally who we are when he doesn't have to, I know, again, it may seem small, and I guess it sounds like I'm inserting myself into the story, and I'm not. I'm just trying to offer the example that I can offer you in a personal way. Someone like Ryan Zimmerman, who, again, takes the time to get to know somebody. Max Scherzer sees me at an event that has nothing to do with him or the Nationals necessarily, and is like, Danny, what's going on? We have a conversation. Gio's the same way. Whereas other guys that have been through D.C., who I've met a dozen times over, wouldn't know my name if it was tattooed on my forehead. I wouldn't bother to remember it. You know?
There's some names.
Well, Jason Wirth, for example, would rather, what does Duke say, farm scorpions in the bathtub?
Yeah.
Then learn who I was. And that's fine. It's your right. Again, I'm not making this about me to be like, they need to know who I am because I'm an important radio guy. No one cares, nor should they. But it just kind of tells you the kind of dude that Bryce is. I like Bryce Harper. He is a good dude. I cannot imagine the spotlight that he's in and under at all times. Where, imagine your performance. The expectations of you are so high that when you struggle, everyone goes, he must be hurt. He's got to be hurt. Imagine having that kind of pressure on you. So what I wonder, and we've got a couple guys on hold already. I want to line the phones up here. 800-636-1067. You've got some of these episodes where Bryce is kind of, was on with us and talked about, don't sell me short with the $300 million thing. He has the Instagram stuff. His dog is named Wrigley. Whatever else. He's been asked to comment. He got some good quotes, or he gave some good quotes, rather, to Barry Svrluga, talking about when people speculate over the things he does. Here's one of his quotes. For what reason? This is Barry's story. Harper said at his locker, smiling. I do that to the media because they stir it more than I do. That's why I do the things I do at times, because it's funny to me. It's like, all right, people want to talk about this and talk about that. Why not just throw this out there and make them think about it? Well, the reason, I mean, people are speculating about it because people care. People are invested. People want to know. Where's he going to end up? Is he going to leave? Is he going to the Yankees? Is he going to the Cubs? Going to the Dodgers, Red Sox, whatever. Everybody's interested. How is Bryce Harper handling free agency? How is Bryce Harper handling this necessarily awkward thing that's going to be here at the end of next season? Whether we want it to be or not, this time, this countdown is on. A couple years ago, I said, just shut up and enjoy it. Shut up and enjoy this guy that's going to be a five-time All-Star by the time he's 24 years old. Shut up and enjoy the MVP seasons. Well, you know what? Now the end isn't nigh, but it's nigh on nigh, if that made any sense. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Mike in D.C. before I tell you what I think. Mike, how is Bryce Harper handling all this?
Like the most boring baseball player ever. This is the guy that said he's going to make baseball fun again, and he's doing everything right. And I'll tell you the most annoying thing, you look at his post-game interviews, the cliches over and over and over again. You know who does it right? You know who makes baseball fun again? It's Jason Worth. I've seen him in an interview.
Yeah.
The girl said, how's that feel? He says, you know what? This is stupid. I'm going to go play with my teammates. I want that kind of reality from my baseball players.
I get it. I get
Harper
it.
Harper doesn't give it to me.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. So because I don't know if Mike was being critical there of Bryce. And you're welcome to be if you want. I mean, it's your prerogative. But I guess I think Bryce maybe got burned a couple times. Burned may be the wrong word. But you think of his clown question bro thing. That gets just driven into the ground. You think of his where he spoke up and said it's tired, talking about Jonathan Papelbon throwing at Manny Machado. That led to the choking incident or hands around the throat incident. I guess I'm not supposed to say choking, whatever. It led to those things. So he's seeing the repercussions of his verbiage. And he knows that if he says something, we're going to parse it up and do this and that and kind of whatever else. So I can understand giving the cliches postgame. I do. I don't mind that as much. But when it comes to these questions about where are you going to play in 2 years, he's answering them as honestly as he can be. I think he generally doesn't know at this point. But let me ask you guys, Dar, how do you feel like he's handling it at this point, Bryce Harper? Because again, it's necessarily awkward, right?
Well, I mean, it's kind of boring to say, but he's handling it professionally and probably like he should. I mean, it's not like he's giving away hints. He's just playing the game and going on with his life. I mean, it's boring, but it's kind of what Bryce Harper does for, 98% of the time when he's not fighting people or wearing funny hats. He's just kind of a boring guy.
So here's why I would generally agree with you is the mic in his face. It's time to answer a question. It's, it's cliched Cliff and that's that. Well, some of that is true, but then you got the Instagram tweaking. You got the comments where he's like, yeah, I don't mind messing with people a little bit because he knows that every Nationals fan is scurrying to the blog and radio program. What the hell does he mean? What does he mean? So he is tweaking us a little bit. It's not the stock answer of, I want to be here. I love DC, because he said that too. He's done everything under the sun
right
when asked.
It's boring, but it's kind of him. I mean,
yeah.
He's going to do it the way he wants to do it, and that's kind of how he's always done things. And I guess I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I'd like him to sign a long-term deal, 10 years, $500 million, whatever he wants.
At a huge discount here to D.C.
Yeah, I mean, I'd give him $1 billion if that's what it took. But, I mean, he's not going to do it. He's a Boris client, and that's where we are.
That's kind of the end. Tell me, what are your thoughts? How's he handling this?
I think he's handling it pretty well. And I think that we are responsible sometimes, I mean we, the royal we,
of course,
as the media, in overanalyzing little things. And I think that at heart, I think he's exactly what he always has been, which is a boy. I don't think that he's become a man yet. So when you're playing a professional game at, 19 years old like he was, you don't really have the opportunity to grow up and mature like I have, or like you have, or like Dar has, where you have to go out and earn a living and you have to go out and do all these things. So I think when he puts something on Instagram that's just a casual throwaway, he doesn't look at it like we do, where he's putting these little things out to just because it's what he wants to say. We're looking at it a completely different way. I think he's handling it well because last night at the Home Run Derby, we only saw him one time on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And the time that we did, it was him going up to congratulate Justin Bour.
Yes.
And he was in the background. You didn't even see him. And I had to do a double take because I didn't recognize him with his hair coming out of his hat like that.
Yeah.
It just looked very odd. So when he turned around, I go, oh, there's Bryce. There's Bryce. I think that that's a sign that he's handling it well because you don't think that those four doofuses at the table would want to have Bryce sit down and go, what do you think? There he goes. Wow, look at that one.
Uh-huh.
They would love to have him sit down, and he didn't, and I think he's handling it well.
Interesting. Interesting. And I appreciate you chiming in on this. I'd like to hear from you guys out there. Nats fans, line up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I will fully confess, this may be violating Sports Radio 101, but we're in mid-July. It's the All-Star break. I don't have a strong take on this because I don't know the answer. I really don't. I want to crowdsource this thing. 800-636-1067. How is Bryce handling this free agency? We're at a nice pull-up point here. It's a year and a half away. One more All-Star break after this one, and he could be gone. How is he handling this? I want to take your calls when we come back. We'll do that at 1:19 here on The Fan. It is Danny Ruggier for my guys at EMP 180 Weight Loss. You heard me talk about it. I am a graduate of EMP 180 Weight Loss. What does that mean? It means I have changed my life. I now weigh, at this moment, less than I did my sophomore year of college. That's a big deal. I haven't been this weight in 18 years. And it was only because of EMP 180 Weight Loss how I was able to get there. I've gone on diets before. I've exercised before. I beat my head against the wall. I've tried really, really hard in spots. I'd hit that plateau. And just like everybody else that's ever done it, I quit. And I went back to all my old bad habits. EMP has helped me change the way I eat, the way I think about food, the way that I live. I now know I can give myself a little bit of a reward. I can cheat here and there. It doesn't mean the end of the world. They figured out a way to make it work for me, and they will do the same for you. I promise you. You got to do what I did. You got to do what Grant's done. You got to do what JP from the Junkies is doing. Our buddy PJ Elliott, who does updates for us, is doing the exact same thing. The results are there. It will work. I promise you, you can do it. You need the determination and the willingness to listen to the guidance that EMP 180 Weight Loss is going to provide. Just please do this. Please give them a shout. 703-992-0620. That's 703-992-0620. Or go online, emp180weightloss.com, and schedule your consultation today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.